Good morning. I haven't spoken to you in a little while because first of the 4th of July weekend, and second, from time to time, we will be in a situation where for us, it's not advisable to be speaking publicly. Don't read too much into it. But since we're doing a lot of very sensitive things, there will be times where we'll not be able to have this podcast. It has now been almost a year since, actually a little bit more than a year since I took over as executive chair and since I started doing these podcasts. And I think it's time to sort of take a small break and analyze what we've done and what has happened and what is going to happen over the next few months. I read somewhere that Jeff Bezos said two of the essential elements of success is to first not be afraid to take controversial positions, and second, to basically lay out what you're going to do and then go ahead and do it. And I don't know if he said that or not, but if he did, then I cannot agree with him more. So a year ago, we took a very controversial position. We told you that look at Henry Hub prices in the US, look at JKM prices in Asia, and look at the rig count in the United States and continue to monitor those three things. And in our view, prices of Henry Hub and JKM are unnaturally low and not sustainable. This is at a time where people were saying that we're going to be lower for longer. And we said that is not going to happen. We are going to have a resurgence in prices both at Henry Hub and JKM. And if you monitor the rig count, it will give you an indication at how fast this is going to happen. Well, here we are a year later, Henry Hub has more than doubled and JKM has more than quadrupled. So we're not afraid of controversial positions based on research and numbers and things that we believe in having done our homework. So in the last 12 months, we told you that first we were going to address our balance sheet and clean up our debt. We did that. We're in a very comfortable liquidity position now. Second, we told you that by the summer of this year, we'll be on the construction site. We are. We have started widening roads and relocating pipelines. Third, we told you we would start doing commercial agreements pretty quickly. And we have done that. 65% of the capacity of the first phase, two trains, has been sold to Vitol and Gunvor. And fourth, we told you that we would resume production because we thought prices were going to get stronger. We did. We drilled some wells. We exited last year at 30 million a day, and we will exit this year very close to 100 million a day. So we're continuing to drill, and we're continuing to increase our footprint in the Haynesville. Now it's time to think about what we're going to do next. So in the next 12 months, we're going to first finish the commercialization, and that will happen soon. Don't be impatient because those deals are going to survive for a long time, and we need to make sure they're absolutely correct. So we are not going to, for the sake of speed and expediency, do a bad job. We're going to continue to make sure that we get all the elements that are necessary to do this. And when you're dealing with large counterparties, this takes time, and we're going to continue to take our time to do it right. Second, we're going to focus on our upstream footprint. We're going to come out of this year producing 100 million a day. We need to get to a BCF and a half a day. And that is going to be the primary focus of our efforts for the next few months. So look for developments on that score. Third, we're going to finish putting our bank group together. We've been talking to our banks. They're very encouraged by the fundamentals. They're looking at the prices on a global basis versus the prices in the US. So we need to continue to work with them. We expect by the end of the year to be able to announce our bank group. And finally, having done those three things, we will be able to issue Bechtel a notice to proceed at the end of the first quarter of next year. So once again, here's our plan. Now you can judge us on the execution. So keep in mind, the end of the first quarter is the critical date for us with the milestones that we're looking for in the meantime. Thank you.
Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, future production, drilling and leasing activities, commercialization, and the timing and terms of LNG sale agreements, upstream acquisitions, financing activities and lenders, and a notice to proceed to Bechtel and the timing of such notice. The forward-looking statements are subject to numerous risks and uncertainties. These risks and uncertainties include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2020, and other Tellurian filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of July 20th, 2021, the date it was posted. Although Tellurian may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.